الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا مما كانوا يعملون، وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار، كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected friends and elders, before I start my talk, I would like to request all those brothers who are sitting far side to come closer and to be close enough in the minbar. Two days back, Maulana Muhammad Saab requested me to come and say a few words before you, and I could not deny, as it was his order. And alhamdulillah, he gives regularly his talk here, and I will request everybody to participate in his gathering, because the gathering of knowledge is so essential for every Muslim. And even if we know, and even if we have the knowledge of Islam, just by sitting we will get so much reward, and just by participating in this sort of gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us abundantly. So inshallah, I will request everybody that to participate in his gathering regularly, and inshallah you will benefit so much as I have benefited from him as well. Alhamdulillah. Now, as he requested me, sudden the thought came into my mind that what should I talk about? And this issue came into my mind that today every individual Muslim is suffering, and also collectively Muslims throughout the world are suffering as well. Just take an example. Bosnia, just recently happened. Kashmir, India, Palestine, Chechnya, and so on. Go and Palestine, just recent example. And now on so many turn and this list is this coming that this would happen here as well. Now, many people, according to their own understanding, and according to their own point of view, try to solve these problems politically and so forth. But it is not an every individual's work to do this, to do these things. Now, for example, recent weeks or 4 weeks ago, a march happened. What was the outcome of that march? It was 50,000. 75,000 gathered there, but in the media, 50,000 only. And they showed only for a few seconds. And what did they show? Burning the flag. What was the outcome of that? Now let's turn towards Quran and Hadith. What the Quran tells us, of course, we have to fight back politically, also by preparing our own self. But here, the masses, so masses, what should we give information to the masses? What does Quran say? وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Look at the example of Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi ajmain. Only 313 sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi ajmain. 313. But they conquered so many lands. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and in one hadith, in Mishkat, this hadith in Abu Dawud, yushakul umam antada'a alaykumul yushakul umam antada'a alaykumul akilatu ila qas'atiha. That there will be a time coming that nation will get together. Every single nation, Sikh, Hindu, Jewish, Buddhism, every single nation, Christianity, atheists, they will get together. And they will call each other to dine. Like a person who is a diner, who calls upon his table to dine. Similarly, it will be Muslims' example will be such that every single nation will call each other to just dine and eat and go with Muslims off and finish Muslims off. And today, this is the situation throughout the world. Every single nation is against Islam, against Muslims. Now, what is the cure? What is the remedy for this? Rasulullah s.a.w. in this hadith, he says, because one Sahabi asked that, will we be in population, will we less in population at that time? In reply, Rasulullah s.a.w. says, La, bal nahnu, bal antum yawma izin. That time, you will be in such a population that you will be like a foam upon the ocean. Like foam is so much, you will be in population so much. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that fear out of your enemy, right? And وَلَيَغْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْرُّعْنَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will create hypocrisy in your heart. قِيلَ وَمَا الْرُّعْنَ. One Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah s.a.w. what is wahan? What is wahan? In reply, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love for dunya, love for the world, materials and things, and وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. These two things come in one umbrella. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Now let us see our own self. These things happening throughout the world, upon Muslims, how many Muslims have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many? They're all lip service. They're all talking. Oh, this is happening. So this is, it might come here. It might be happening. We will be tortured. We have to be prepared. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَالَمُ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِ. You will be victorious if you are true Muslim and true mu'min. Today, we have to think our own self. From the dunya. So much behind worldly things. So much love for the world. That we can sacrifice deen, we can sacrifice religion for the akhirah. Look at these many things happening, but in Fajr Salah. Through Leicester, only take an example of Leicester. Many masajid. Where are the musallis? Where are the musallis? In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I would like to appoint somebody on my musalla, and I should go at those people's house who read their salah at home, and they don't come to masjid, and they don't come into congregation, and they don't read salah with congregation. Therefore, jama'ah is wajib as well. But so many people, I read at home. I don't have to go to masjid. Then why was this masjid was built? Look at our women, without hijab, in the middle of sexes. And when they are said that observe hijab, they say, our heart should be clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart. Then if this does matter, then why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azwaj al-Tahharat, why did they observe hijab? When their heart was clean? Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she narrates that we used to observe hijab, and even in ihram, In Ihram we used to observe hijab, and we, in Ihram there is a Muslim that a woman is not allowed to cover her face, but when somebody used to come in front of them, Aisha Siddiqa Allah says, we used to put a wood stick over our head, and when somebody used to come, we just put that veil over our faces, that the cloth wouldn't touch our face, and we could observe our hijab. Now, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, observing hijab. And today's day and age, women say, why do we have to observe hijab? Our Aisha are clean. Then, are we saying that the Azwaj Mutahharat's hearts were not clean? They were not parked, they were not purified? Na'uz billahi min zalik. Only hijab was for only Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala, Ali Ajmaeen's women? Only Sahabiya, that's all? This is the example. We are backward in Islam. We are staying away. The things for the masses, they should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Oh believers, repent and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, you will be victorious if you are true Muslim and true mu'min. This is first and foremost remedy for the Muslims. By only just lip service, talking, right? Shouting slogans, and come back, and having a tea, up in front of TV, watching their own Jewish movies, who are killing our brothers in Palestine. On one side, we are saying so many bad things about them. On the other side, we are going with them, in hand in hand. Why? Where are the Muslims? Why can't they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When this is the situation, then every individual, every single Muslim, who is barik, they should go into masjid. And those women who are not barik, at least every single Muslim and Muslim mu'mina, they should read the salat 5 times compulsory. They should be punctual on this. But the same old situation, same old. In fact, we are going more far away from deen, away from deen. And we are following non-Muslim footsteps. Look at our youngsters. Following their footsteps. Whatever fashion comes out, Muslims are first to follow them. We are our Muslim youngsters. They are the first to go for that. And remember, I will advise you, first and foremost thing to do, that take the TV out from your house. Because it corrupts our youngster's mind. Just like a small child. As I said in Jummah Khutbah today as well, where I lived Jummah, that our youngster, small child, he has no win situation. What happens when he's born in the house? At the age of 2, at the age of 3, mother has no time for him or her. For the baby, for the toddler. What does she do? Either she goes to work and puts the toddler into nursery. Non-Muslim's nursery. Mother and father doesn't know what to eat or she eats. Halal or haram. And remember, to eat halal is compulsory. Ya ayyuhar rusul kullu min at-tayyibati wa'malu saliha inni bima ta'malun alim. That all Rusul, all messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the messengers. By telling messengers, all other people who are the followers of the messengers, they should eat also halal. You are what you eat. Now, what happens? That toddler, either mother doesn't have time, so she puts the baby or toddler into the nursery. Or if she is not working, she is a housewife. So what does she do? put her in the baby chair, in front of the TV, on the TV, watch Teletubbies, Lala Po. And she, and the baby wants to become like that. That's indoctrinating that mind. 5 years old, 6 years old, now you have to go to school. Now what happens? The love for the world is increasing. Love for the world is increasing so much. He goes to school, intermingled with non-Muslims. The teachers are non-Muslims, indoctrinating his mind or her mind, the child's mind. Up to 16 years, he has to go whole day school. When he comes home, no choice, there is a TV. But both sides, when he goes to school, he is in the environment of non-Muslim. When he comes to home, he is in the environment of non-Muslim with TV. And what happens, last time I also mentioned, I don't know where, that majority of our youngsters, Muslim children, when majority of Muslims, what happens, they take care of the children, alhamdulillah. So what happens, when they go to school, when they come from school, when they come from school, mother and father is tracing, what is he doing? He comes from school, 1 hour in between break, straight to madrasa. From madrasa, exact after 7, he has to come back to home, he can't go anywhere. So the time which he is in school, he makes most out of that time. But there is no mother, no father, nobody is there to look after me, I can do what I like. Things, what happens, to have interest in studying, he loses that interest and he involves in bad things, intermingling with sexes, and he goes with girls, he goes and has girls and everything, and when he's 16 years old, he's lost his iman. Because he's made most out of it. At home, mother and father is there. Don't do this, don't do that. But at school, nobody is there to stop him. So he says, oh, let me make most out of this. Many youngsters, I know, right? Many youngsters, that their parents are so pious. Their parents are in first row of masajid. But their children are having drugs. Intermingling with girls. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O believers, save yourselves and your families from hellfire. Qudha al-nas wal-hijara. Its fuel will be the people and hijara, the stones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Everyone among you is shepherd. And he will be asked on the day of judgment regarding his flocks. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a man is a shepherd in his house, he will be asked regarding his family on the day of judgment. Do you think that we are in first row and our own children are in class, are having drugs, intermingling with sex, with girls? Are we going to be successful? In fact, what happens if a mother and father, like, takes care of the child? He can't come in first step, but he brings that child with him. If he's 16, 17, if he's even 10, 11, 12, and read Salah with me. He can't come in first step. And he reads a third, a fourth self, he will get reward more than that person who is reading in first self and his child is in club. Because he's not taking care of his children. This is it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbuya Allahi tawbatan nasuha. This is the main object. And we have forgotten that obligation. We talk, oh,
in Palestine, this has happened. And what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says? That when the people will go away from Islam, when they will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint such a ruler that these rulers will be oppressors upon those masses as well. This is happening. Today somebody, I don't know who was it, when I went to lead a Jummah prayer, somebody was saying that in right wing, in France, one of the leaders said, we want to take Muslims out of this France. We don't want Muslims in this our country. Blatantly, Muslims, before they used to say behind the back, but now in front of us, but there we can't do anything. We have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is the situation, then we have to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night, in tawhid, oh Allah, we've done so many things, forgive us. And in one hadith, the nearest meaning is that when the major sins will prevail in the community, then even the pious people will cry and their tears will flow profusely. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even accept their du'as. Allah save us all. You have to think about this. Many things happening throughout the world. But Muslims are same old style. Right? How many Muslims are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after listening that this massacre happened in Palestine, this which happened in Kashmir, this which happened in India? How many turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give Muslims tawfiq, Allahumma wufiqna, wufiq al-muslimin lima tuhibbu wa tarda min al-qawl wal-amal wal-fa'l. That, oh Allah, give us tawfiq to do those things which makes you happy. But we all same, TV is there. If we are missing five salah we are missing. And if you've got time, then we'll read. We are not turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are committing major sins, we are involved in the major sins. We don't have time to leave that major sins. Music, drugs. Look at our instance, music. So much. They are addicted to that music. And one small punishment and this which is narrating hadith, that the person who has the habit of listening music and he doesn't leave listening music, what happens on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in his ears a molten lead because of he had this habit. Al-ghina'u yunbitu nifaq. The first and foremost thing that we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to our cries. And when he listens to our cries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's aid will come towards us. Do we want that we go against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask the aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that aid? That can't happen. I gave an example last time when I went in Regent College and somebody asked me, the Maulana, why this many Muslims, we are Muslims, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in our Lord, but why every single place Muslims are being tortured? Suddenly this example came into my mind and I said, that look, I'll give you an example. With this example, you'll understand easily. So there's a person, and by him, by his side, there's two children. One is his own son, and on the other side, there's another child. But he's not his own son. Now that person is telling both of those two children that go and get water for me. And both of them denied, I'm not going to go and get
water.
Who will that person will be angry on? His own child. Because that child is saying that you are my father. And the father knows that he is my child.
Right?
And he is believing that this is my father. And he is not obeying his father. Then father is going to punish him straight away. Straight away punish him. Similarly, we say that our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to come in Fajr Salah. And we deny that we don't to come in Fajr Salah. What will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says immediate punishment in this world. وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat will come. The person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat will come. He will live a prosperous life in this world and hereafter. أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And on another ayah, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. If مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, either among the male or female, he does good deeds or she does good deeds. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ Awunsa, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. But first condition that he or she should be Muslim, mu'min. Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this gift of Iman. Gift of Iman is such a gift, a unique gift, that on one side is whole world, and on the other side only Iman. But there is no comparison between them. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And if he does that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give him prosperous life in this world. And hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hereafter Jannat is for you. Jannat is yours. And if you go against, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنسَى. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, the one who goes away and turns away from my zikr, my zikr means my Islam, my deen, my obedience, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا, that I will give him such a tight life in this world and in hereafter. He will be raised blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَّرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. He will say, oh Lord, oh my Lord, why did you leave me blind? Why did you? I had the eyesight. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَّرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reply will say that my ayat, my nishani and my zikr came towards you and you turned your blind eye over that. Today I'm going to turn blind eye towards you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what's that? So today's peygham and today's lesson is that we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are involved in sins, try to track those sins. And try to leave one by one. One by one. Leave those sins. And come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us prosperous life in this world and hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم وفقنا وفق المسلمين لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدي, إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم انصرنا وانصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصرنا وانصر الإسلام والمسلمين.
المسلمين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين في كل عالم. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين في كل عالم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون اولياءك. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم زد جمعهم. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وخذهم اخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.